From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Still no nuclear agreement with Iran, and the clock ticks down toward a self-imposed deadline. Negotiators for six world powers in Iran worked late Monday to try to reach an accord to restrain Tehran's nuclear program. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator says there still is not a position to be able to say we're close to resolving the remaining issues, but remain hopeful. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said some difficult issues remain. His spokesperson Marie Harf said the amount of uranium enrichment that can be stockpiled is one. The other is the Fordo nuclear plant.
It cannot be used to help enrich uranium that could be used for nuclear weapons. You have to cut off that uranium pathway, that it will have to be converted into something that can't. So what that looks like, we still don't know. But that's sort of what we've always said. Obviously, that's still a topic of negotiation.
Six world powers are trying to reach an agreement with Tehran to keep it from developing a nuclear weapon. Nigeria's main opposition challenger, Muhammadu Buhari, has a slight lead over President Goodluck Jonathan in partial returns from Saturday's presidential election. There have been tensions in southern Rivers State, where opposition officials and supporters called for the election to be redone after alleged vote rigging. Rotimi Amici is the state governor.
We didn't say cancel results. We said conduct an election, because there was none. Cancellation means there was an election. Here there is no election whatsoever. So you can't say, please cancel election that didn't take place. Please, can you come back and conduct a proper election in River State?
State officials imposed a curfew late Monday following protests. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was among those expressing concern over disturbing indications of improper vote collation. This is VOA News. French prosecutors say the German Wings co-pilot accused of intentionally crashing his plane into the Alps had suicidal tendencies in the past, but appear to be stable. The Airbus A320 crashed into the French Alps Tuesday, killing all 150 on board. French officials say the plane's flight recorders indicate that 27-year-old co-pilot Andreas Lubitz locked the pilot out of the cockpit before deliberately setting the plane to descend into the mountainside. Prosecutors say they have not yet found a motive for his action. President Obama is planning to visit his ancestral homeland of Kenya late in July. What would be his first visit there as president, he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. Robert Godek is the U.S. ambassador to Nairobi.
And his visit will build on the success of the August 2014 U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, and will continue our efforts to work with countries in sub-Saharan Africa, including Kenya, to accelerate economic growth, strengthen democratic institutions, and improve security.
Mr. Obama has made three trips to the continent as president, but never stopped in Kenya, where his father, Barack Obama Sr., was born and spent most of his life. The rights group Amnesty International has called on the government of Democratic Republic of Congo to release Congolese youth activists arrested more than 2 weeks ago in Kinshasa following a raid on an event prompting youth participation in politics. The government says the group posed a threat to state security. The raid resulted in the brief detention of a U.S. official and several activists from Burkina Faso and Senegal. Uganda's lead prosecutor was shot and killed Monday as she was taking part in the trial of 13 suspects in the 2010 bombings of sports bars that killed nearly 80 people. The Somali Islamist group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for those attacks. Joan Kakezi was apparently killed while driving home in her vehicle in a Kampala suburb by two gunmen on a motorbike. Last week, the U.S. Embassy issued a warning about possible terrorist threats on locations frequented by foreigners. An international Red Cross worker was killed, a colleague wounded Monday, when their aid truck was attacked and partially burned near the city of Gao in northern Mali. The ICRC strongly condemned Monday's attack, reportedly carried out by the group Movement for Oneness and Jihad in West Africa. The Desert North has struggled for stability since Mali's independence in 1960. British citizen Haroon Aswat pleaded guilty in federal court in New York Monday to charges of trying to set up an Al-Qaeda terror training camp in the northwest state of Oregon. He faces up to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced. And the solar-powered Swiss airplane Solar Impulse arrived in China on the fifth leg of its around-the-world journey without any fuel, the plane touching down in Chongqing 20 hours after leaving Myanmar, also known as Burma. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.